Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Director Jim Zorn doesn't think the racist taunts at Ojibwe spearers exercising their fishing rights will return. Zorn says the highly charged proposed Ashland Iron County iron ore mine won't bring back the bad old days.
Coming from what could easily be characterized as among the darkest days of Wisconsin's history at the boat landing to 2.5 decades of cooperation with respect to this state's natural resources. This is business as usual.
Even so, Zorn says tribes won't be passive about attacks by treaty rights deniers.
The idea that the tribes, because of their treaty rights, are the bad actors in stopping that is a totally incorrect characterization, when in reality, it's more a matter of, is that proposed activity a proper thing to take place at that particular location?
Facebook posts critical of treaties signed between tribes and the federal government 150 years ago do concern Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins. One post calls for, quote, the elimination of American Indian tribes, unquote. Wiggins says that comes from the fringe. He says many non-Indians understand the rights were earned by tribes giving up their own land.
From Native country looking out, there's a tremendous amount of pride. We're who we are. We're a part of a long line of our ancestry, and our reservations are a lot smaller than what we used to call home, but at the same time, they're still our home.
Wiggins says the mining debate is an opportunity for all sides to learn about cultural differences. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.